know what? They're changing so fast. I can't believe it. Like, we got into this mushroom space. It seems like yesterday, it was just a few months ago, and already I find out now Oregon, the state of Oregon, is putting psychedelic mushrooms on their ballot this year to make it legal. It kind of blows my mind that within this year, you could go into a clinic in Oregon and take magic mushrooms and go on a guided trip to deal with any trauma you've had in your past.
From MJ Bulls Media, it's the Raising Cannabis Capital Show. Today in Raising Cannabis Capital, we are joined by Penny White, the CEO of Yield Growth Corp. Penny, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I'm excited about Yield Growth Corp because you're a publicly traded and vertically integrated cannabis asset company that's acquired and developed markets that sells therapeutic and wellness products internationally. But you're trading on the Canadian Stock Exchange under the symbol BOSS and on the OTC under the symbol BOSQF. Penny, let's start off and let's talk about your company and your a plant-based, therapeutic, more wellness type of a company. Tell us why you selected to go that route.
Yeah, we're definitely plant-based wellness, but especially focused on restricted substances. So the cannabis plant, and right now we're also looking at magic mushrooms because there's all kinds of potential health benefits with those as well. So we've been developing cannabis and edible mushroom products for the past several years. And really, we do consider ourselves to be in the global wellness industry, which we think that some of these plants are going to really change the way that consumers treat themselves. And so we have several cannabis brands. We've got Urban Juve, Right and Well, and Jack and Jane. And we're just now launching a medicinal mushroom line of coffees, which we're just branding. The company is called Flourish Mushroom Labs. And we're developing several product lines under that and allow us to really be leaders at the forefront of setting down international distribution channels, which is what we've done so far.
Yeah, and I can see that when you look at your product mix, there's definitely a feeling, a high end, but there's also this wellness feeling. But maybe you can just take a minute just to briefly tell us about each of the different brands in your portfolio right now.
It's important to understand that everything starts with our catalog formulas. So we originally acquired a catalog of about 50 formulas several years ago from an Ayurvedic practitioner. So this is all based in Ayurvedic medicine, which has always used parts of the cannabis in all of its formulas. We start with our extensive library of intellectual property, which is basically our 200 plus formulations and our proprietary extraction methods to bring out the best compounds in the hemp root. So one of the ingredients that we use in many of our formulas is the root of the cannabis plant. What's really interesting about the root is it's got extremely high terpene content, so it has a lot of therapeutic benefits, but it doesn't have cannabinoids. So it's totally legal everywhere in the world, and we put it into our products, and it gives some of the benefits that you would get from some of the more potent parts of the plant, like the flower where you get the CBD and the THC, but it doesn't get you high at all. It's not regulated in the same way. So we have a lot of science that we've put into that. We've filed 13 patents to protect our extraction methods and our various formulas. So the first line that we launched was Urban Juve. And Urban Juve is a hemp-based skin and body care. So the key ingredients in that are the hemp root oil, the hemp seed oil, but also a great blend of other very high quality essential oils. So there's all natural ingredients in those products. The next line that we launched was Right and Well, which is full THC topicals and edibles. And that brand is not designed to appeal to the younger demographic that, you know, it's recreational. This is really designed as a wellness brand appealing to an older demographic that is looking to use cannabis to feel better, you know, whether it's to relieve pain or it's to relieve anxiety. All of our products are designed with that in mind. We then have Jack and Jane, which we're hoping to launch in Canada. We're just working on the legal side of that, which can take a while. And I mentioned before also that we're launching a line of edible mushroom products. So the medicinal mushrooms is an exciting area. We could talk more about that later, but we're coming out with our line of coffees in the spring and hopefully several soup mixes in the fall.
Wow. That's great. You kind of glossed over it, but you mentioned that you have did you say 13 patents right now in the works?
On behalf of the Urban Juve catalog, we've applied for 13 patents in the U.S., and we have priority for international protection as well. That covers our formulations and extraction methods. We also filed a patent on behalf of Flourish Mushroom, which covers basically the use of psilocybin in treating obesity.
I want to take a short break to play you a preview of our next episode and to thank our sponsors.
Yes. So our current plan is to start in Oregon, launch with our own branded analogs of Cheetos, Oreos, and Kit Kats. And then as soon as possible, we want to expand to California so that we can launch the same set of products. And California being a larger market, by then we'll have more traction and able to have more funding by then to set up a shop for the manufacturing of infused M&Ms and Skittles.
Tune in Sunday to listen to Jack Koo from Moxie Unlimited. And now let's get back to the show. We might as well start talking about it. Mushrooms. This is a whole new market for us. It reminds me a lot of cannabis, but it's not exactly the same. Tell us the way your company views this opportunity.
So I think this potential for plant-based psychedelics to be used for therapeutic use could be the next consumer craze. Any aspect of this industry really could go viral at any time. Here we have this renaissance of psychedelic research, which is beginning to demonstrate that magic mushrooms can be used to treat depression, anxiety, addiction, and other illnesses. And so Yield Growth subsidiary Flourish Mushroom Labs has filed a patent to protect the invention that key compounds in magic mushrooms could be used to treat obesity by controlling food cravings. So we're very excited to be involved in it, and we're going full speed ahead to develop our business in both medicinal mushrooms, which are fully legal around the world, and also in psychedelic research and medicine.
Wow. That's exciting stuff. That is really exciting stuff.
Everything I've talked about is owned by Yield. We have 6 subsidiaries. Most of them are wholly owned. We actually own about 90% of our mushroom subsidiary, which is Flourish Mushroom.
Okay. As part of your growth strategy, will there be opportunities for acquisitions if there are companies that fit within your model?
Absolutely. I mean, traditionally, you know, we've been very particular about what we acquire because we don't like to overpay for things. And we've acquired some great formulas to add to our catalog. That's something we're always looking at. We're actively looking at opportunities in psychedelic research right now. So we've announced deals recently that we have a joint venture in the Caribbean to basically build out a psilocybin mushroom laboratory to both produce mushrooms and to conduct R&D with the government there is really to build out the infrastructure for clinical trials and medical research. So we're so excited to be the first company really to be announcing something like that over there. And really, I think it's the first public company to announce something like that anywhere in the world.
Man, things are changing so quickly. This is such an exciting time. Like you said, the roaring 20s. This is great.
You know what? They're changing so fast. I can't believe it. Like, we got into this mushroom space. It seems like yesterday, it was just a few months ago, and already I find out now Oregon, the state of Oregon, is putting psychedelic mushrooms on their ballot this year to make it legal. It kind of blows my mind that within this year, you could go into a clinic in Oregon and take magic mushrooms and go on a guided trip to deal with any trauma you've had in your past. And I mean, everybody suffered some kind of trauma. The theory is that everybody can benefit from guided psychedelics. I just can't believe that it could happen this quickly.
It's kind of like the Berlin Wall. Once it started coming down, it just came down. It wasn't like, you know, okay, we're going to take this little piece off this year and a little piece. It was like, what do you say we tear this down? Okay. And then before you know it, it's all tore down.
It's just like that. The Berlin Wall just came down and you're like, what? What just happened?
Wow. Well, it looks like you guys are in the right place for this right now, and we will have all of Yield Growth Corp's information in the show notes. We'll also have it on the mjbulls.com website. So if anybody is interested in looking at their stock or maybe talking about doing something together with one of your brands, I'm sure Penny will be anxious to talk to you. Penny, thanks for being on the show today. This is great stuff. Very exciting.
Well, thank you. Great questions, and I look forward to being again in the future.
Well, that'll happen for sure.
Okay, awesome. Thanks. Great day.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Infused, a cannabis talk show, is a one-of-a-kind look inside the cannabis industry. Meet the amazing people who make cannabis businesses bloom as they join host Nick with Francesca and Mike for creative cannabis conversations. Get an honest look at the business of cannabis, including trends, best and worst practices, products, education, and advocacy. Whether you're canna curious or running a cannabis, Infused has canna conversations that count. Infused is available on YouTube and is now streaming as part of the PodConnects Network.